How are you guys today? So, what have you guys been doing this morning?
Skill.
What have you been doing? What's your skill box? Which one?
Soapstone and drama.
Soapstone and
drama,
was it fun?
Yeah.
Rip and ride?
Wilderness?
And did you build a fire? Was it awesome? And did you go water skiing?
Yes.
Was it awesome?
Yes.
Thomas?
We trashed our room.
You trashed your room?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah,
we did.
We cleaned it up after.
Wait, what? Wait, what was it?
You know what happens with campers who trash their rooms?
We get thrown away.
We get negative points.
That's what Max makes the fires out.
You know what? You know what happens?
What?
You get work duty. You get work duty. You guys just confessed to the director that you trashed your room. Chase, I can't believe you'd allow such a thing.
I did.
No, you did.
Okay, here's what actually happened.
Spoken like a true salesman.
Okay.
Here's what actually happened.
We didn't clean, but we didn't make any mess because I convinced them that to make a mess takes more effort than it does to actually clean. So, neutral, we're good.
So, Thomas totally lied when he said they trashed your,
well,
he trashed your room.
Uno, so there's a bunch of Uno cards on the floor, I think.
That's trashed. Okay,
yeah,
well.
Two pieces of paper randomly.
All right. Well, I'm going to talk to our cabin inspector, and if she feels it's necessary, there might be some work duty for the, like, people who don't do their cabin cleanup.
Hey. I made my bed.
All right. Okay, let me ask you. Let me ask you guys a question. Have you ever had this happen to you, where somebody hears something that you overheard that you say something, and then they repeat it, but it's like taken out of context, and it's like, I didn't mean it that way, or they get really upset because they think you said one thing but you didn't actually say it that way?
Yeah.
Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Is it really frustrating? Yeah? Let me tell you a story. One time I was in high school, and somebody was just kind of down the hallway at their locker, and I said something to the effect, I can't believe this happened. This person, I won't name their name, this person always messes up when it comes to doing this, right? And I didn't say it in the very nicest way. I could have been a lot nicer, but they thought I was talking about somebody about doing drugs. So they kind of overheard some things, but they didn't hear it clearly. And they got told this other person. And this other person, like, why are you telling people I'm doing drugs? I don't do drugs. I'm like, what are you talking about? I didn't say anything like that. And it was words that were taken out of context. Right? Has anybody else got an example of that? Where you say something and they misheard you, or they only heard a little bit of it, and they it messes you up? Any campers with an example of that? It can happen quite a bit, can't it? Or have you ever read a book and you're like, you try to do it. This is something I was bad at. Don't ever do this. Don't ever do this. So, to get out of book reports, you know what I'd do? I'd read like the first chapter and the last chapter and like try to fill in the blanks and write my book report. Has anybody tried to do that? And guess what happens? Guess what happens? My teacher could always figure it out. Did you actually read this whole book? And be like, yeah, maybe. And my voice would get higher and higher and then be like, you didn't read this book, did you? No, I didn't. I'm sorry. And they knew, because I would take things that were said in the first chapter and the last chapter out of context because I didn't read the whole book. And I'd get in trouble. Right? Or have you ever gotten trouble from a parent? And they said something to the effect of, I'm really disappointed that you did such and such, because it's not good to do that. And maybe you thought that they were like super angry and didn't like you, but they weren't saying that at all. They were just saying they were disappointed in the action. That happens to me all the time with kids and people. I'm not actually upset with, it's not that I don't like that person. It's not that I'm upset with my child. But sometimes my child can think, well, you don't like me because you're angry with me. Well, that's not the case. And it's something that's taken out of context, right? And it's really easy to do, especially if we're feeling kind of emotional, or we're angry, or we're upset, and we can kind of put thoughts and emotions and feelings with somebody that isn't actually feeling or thinking those things. And the worst case is when somebody is silent, right? Have you ever had this? Where somebody is they're just silent, they don't want to say a thing. And so you start guessing at what they're thinking. They're like, they must be really, really upset because they haven't said a word. Or you might think, oh, everything's fine. You know, they'd tell me if they were upset. But we don't actually know, do we? Because they've just been silent. Which makes it really difficult. And so some of you are like really chatty. And you don't have any problem telling people what you think or what you feel. And others of you are like the silent type. And it's really important for us to be people who can share what we're actually thinking and have that courage. But sometimes what happens, where I'm going with this, guys, is sometimes we can do this with Scripture. Sometimes we open Scripture and we look at the Bible and we read it and we say, oh, well, the Lord told Samson, so that must mean it's okay for everybody to do this. And that can be not the case. And that's something when we take Scripture out of context. Now let's read. Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. And I'm going to read this for you, okay? 2 Timothy. Oopsies. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I'm going to read verse 16 and 17. All right, here it is. It says this: all Scripture is inspired by God. Now, your Bible might say God breathed. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us. It is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. So all Scripture is inspired by God. But if we don't have a correct understanding of what we're reading, it can make it really tricky. And so there's some things that we can do. Okay? So we can learn about the book that we are reading. So the Bible has a bunch of things, a whole bunch of books. And 2 Timothy is one of those books. Now, 2 Timothy is technically not a book, but it is a... Anybody have an idea? It's a letter. That's right. And it's a letter written to Timothy from... Does anybody know who is the author? Who said Paul? Okay, put your hand up. It's from Paul. Now, Paul was kind of like a mentor to Timothy. Okay? So now that we have this idea, does it change things a little bit? Does it change our understanding of this? So it's somebody old who has lots of spiritual and life experience talking to somebody a little bit younger. Now, who is Timothy? Put your hand up if you have an idea of Timothy. Timothy was a young man.
The son of Paul?
He wasn't the son of Paul, but close to it. It says in Timothy that you are my spiritual son. So he wasn't biological, but he was my spiritual son. That's another way of saying Paul was Timothy's mentor. Okay? But Timothy was a young man who was learning to become a pastor. So that changes things even more. That gives us idea. Well, now we kind of have an idea why Paul was thinking so greatly about Timothy and these words that he felt he needed to write these words in a letter to Timothy. Now, what was scripture back in Paul and Timothy's day? I mean, Paul was just starting to write this at this moment in time, so it wasn't yet part of the Bible. What was scripture back then? Any ideas? Any cabin leaders know?
The Old Testament.
The Old Testament. So it was everything except the New Testament, basically. Okay? And so we have some ideas behind that. Chase, do you have a thought?
The Gospels also part of that too, because that was Paul comes after though. Paul's writing to Timothy. Are they also included in that?
The Gospels were written in and around. Some were written at various times. Some were written soon, and some were written quite a bit after. So, they were not yet part of the New Testament. The New Testament wasn't collected as a full. As the New Testament and confirmed as scripture yet. Okay? But yeah, those things would have been some of those things would have been circulating. Certainly some of the other letters of Paul had been circulating, but they weren't necessarily thought of as scripture yet. So he was thinking, hey, all of the Old Testament, this is inspired by God and useful for teaching. Okay? So let's listen to this again, because we have some information that we didn't have before. All right? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip us, his people, to do every good work. Now, why did Paul feel the need to say this to Timothy? What was going on in Timothy's life that he felt the need to? We learn that Timothy was learning to become a what?
A pastor.
A pastor. And so maybe this is like one way that Timothy can teach the people that he's leading in his church. But for us to know all of that, maybe we need to go back a little bit and a few more verses and read a little bit more so that we don't take this out of context. So let's read, and we're going to start back at verse 10. And it says this, "But you, Timothy, certainly know what I teach and how I live, and what my purpose in life is. You know my faith, my patience, my love, and my endurance. You know how much persecution and suffering I have endured. You know all about how I was persecuted in Antioch, Iconium, Lystra. But the Lord rescued me from all of it. Yes, and everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. But evil people and imposters will flourish. They will deceive others and will themselves be deceived. But you," we're getting a clue here. Listen to this. "But you must remain faithful to the things you have been taught. You know they are true, for you know you can trust those who taught you. You have been taught the Holy Scriptures from childhood, and they have given you the wisdom to receive the salvation that comes by trusting in Christ Jesus. Paul wants Timothy to remain faithful, to remain true to God. And so that's why he says all Scripture is inspired by God and is useful to teach us and is what is true and to make us realize what is wrong in our lives. It corrects us when we are wrong and teaches us to do what is right. God uses it to prepare and equip his people to do every good work. Paul wants Timothy to remain true to his faith. And so he says these things. Now, would we just know this? Any of this, if we just started reading, I'm like, I found a good scripture verse. You want me to read it to you? Now in those days, Israel had no king. There was a man from the tribe of Levi living in a remote area of the hill country of Ephraim. Oh, that was a good verse. Thanks, Lord, for that. Did that help me? Why not? It's because I didn't read any of the scripture around it. I didn't know who was writing to who and why, where they were located, to what purpose. I didn't know any of the context. So, do you think God, who inspired... Do you think God, who inspired the Word of God, gets frustrated when people take the Bible out of context? Even if it's on accident? He's very patient with us. I think he sometimes wants us to know exactly why he's writing what he's writing and what he means what he means in Scripture, what he intends for us to learn. And so, can I encourage you guys to do the hard work of learning? And I mean the hard work. Because I could pick any verse in the Bible and be like, praise the Lord, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Oh, that was an even better verse than the last one I read. Thanks, Lord. His faithful love endures forever. But why was he saying that? Why was he saying that? Does anybody know? I don't know. Psalm 106. I don't know why he's saying that. So I might have to go and find out why. So, question for you. How do I learn what I don't know when I don't know what I don't know? How do I learn what I don't when I don't know what I don't know? Meaning, I don't know what I need to learn. How am I supposed to learn what I don't know what I need to learn? It's kind of a tricky situation that we find ourselves in, isn't it? How do we learn those things? Well, one of the ways that we learn, and one of the most important things, is through a mentor. Now, we learned, because I told you, who Timothy's mentor was. Does anybody remember?
Paul.
Who said it out loud? Okay, raise your hand next time for me, okay? Because other people raised their hand. There we go. All right, so Paul was Timothy's mentor. Can I ask you a question? Who's your mentor? Who's going to teach you the things that you don't know what you don't know? Hey?
Mom and Dad?
I pointed at one of you and both of you answered. And I'm not going to tell you who I pointed at because you both answered. But you both had the same answer. Mom and Dad? Who else can teach us what we don't know?
Pastors?
Hayden? Grandparents and great-grandparents?
Friends?
The Bible? friends? All really good answers. All of these things take relationship, doesn't it? Relationship with God and relationship with others. Okay? So we're going to talk a little bit more. Today we're learning about we go to Jesus to learn. So important. We cannot grow in our relationship with God without learning. Okay? And so tonight we're going to talk a little bit more about who it is that we can help grow and who it is that we can grow because of. Because I'm in relationship with this person, I will be able to grow closer to Jesus. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day. Give us an awesome afternoon of play, and we ask, Lord, that you will keep us safe. In your name I pray. Amen.